Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve, September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News. Officials say the airport fire near Los Angeles has burned at least 115 homes, charring about 37 square miles now. The fire is blamed on public works crew using heavy equipment. Germany tightening its borders.
The polls show Olaf Scholz's government has been out of touch with the German people on the issue for a long time. Now, this change imposed as the country begins random checks at its borders with five Western European nations as it cracks down on irregular migration and expanding a system of controls that are already in place at four other borders. Also fueling the new hardline approach, Germans fed up with recent knife attacks at the hands of some would-be asylum seekers. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Apple releases iOS 18 today. Updates include a customizable home screen, a new control center, new iMessage feature. Also in there, locking apps with Face ID and game mode as well. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls, North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 85. Partly cloudy tonight, 62. Sunshine and back to the mid-80s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear skies, upper 50s. Sunny and low 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny and highs around 82. For Thursday night, some showers and storms. On Friday, some storms with a high around 80. Saturday's high, 76.
It's 67 right now. Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Different paths forward for bus rapid transit in Wisconsin's two biggest cities. While Madison's first BRT line is set to begin operating next month, Milwaukee County officials announced last week a planned north-south BRT route to pair with an east-west BRT line between Milwaukee and Wauwatosa will be put off for at least a decade. A fatal collision between a motorcyclist and a bear early Friday morning in Lincoln County. Deputies found 50-year-old Paul Bowman of Marshfield dead after striking the bear on Highway 151 in the town of Merrill. It's not yet known if alcohol or speed were factors. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced its 2023 Warden of the Year last week. Conservation Warden Brandon Smith received the Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award at a banquet earlier this month. Smith is a member of the Racine-Kenosha Warden Team in the DNR's Southeast Region. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. For a limited time only, Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back in-store and online. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. Plus, Fleet Rewards membership is free. So if you're not signed up yet, now's the time. Then get shopping to earn 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. Not valid at Ankeny and Waukee, Iowa stores.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment Dealers, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in the town of Gale Thursday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, the motorcycle was traveling northbound on Highway 53 near Highway Triple T on Thursday evening and hit an object in the road. The driver lost control, tipped the motorcycle onto its side, and was ejected. He was taken to a La Crosse hospital where he later died. The man's name has not been released. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department is asking anyone with information about any debris that had fallen into the road to please contact the Sheriff's Department. A Rochester woman has been identified as a person killed over the weekend in a Goodhue County vehicle collision. An SUV and Jeep collided with each other just after 1 a.m. Saturday on Highway 52 just outside of Zumbrota. The SUV's driver, 60-year-old Lori Post, was killed. The other driver, a woman from California, suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash, which remains under investigation. There's no word on the condition of a La Crosse police officer and male subject after they were reportedly run over by another officer. Reports are the officer had wrestled an individual to the ground Friday night shortly after 8 p.m. in the parking lot of the All Abilities Train Park. Another police vehicle arrived in the parking lot and ran over both the officer and the suspect. Police have not released the identity of the officers or the suspect and did not provide detail regarding the suspect's arrest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is stressing hunters know their target this deer bow hunting season. Elk zone biologist Christina Zakzewski says elk are typically quite a bit larger than adult deer. Elk are about 1 to 2 feet taller than adult deer at that shoulder height. Now, an elk calf would be at this time of year about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but does display different coloration. Deer hunters are advised to visit the DNR's website for species identification tools and other hunting tips. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Police in Two Rivers are confirming the human remains found last weekend are of missing child Elijah Vu. A deer hunter found the remains on private property last Saturday, just off the Lake Michigan coast, 40 miles southeast of Green Bay. Elijah was 3 years old when he went reported missing in February. His birthday was in August. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, were both charged with chronic neglect of a child back in February. No charges have been made regarding Elijah's disappearance. There's a lack of optimism about where Wisconsin's headed. The latest Marquette Law School poll says most people in the state continue to say we're on the wrong track. 53% of people, according to the new poll, say Wisconsin's headed in the wrong direction. Pollsters say 46% of people think we're headed in the right direction. But the poll also shows more than half of the people in Wisconsin think their finances are worse off than a few years ago. Still, voters don't seem to blame Governor Evers too much. His approval rating in the latest poll remains at 51%. That's the highest of any elected official in the state. A new report finds that a majority of counties in Wisconsin have less jobs now than before the pandemic. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report released Friday found that while the state set a record for total jobs in 2023, 42 of the state's 72 counties actually averaged fewer jobs in 2023 than in 2019. Milwaukee County lost the most jobs in the five-year span, followed by Brown and Wood counties. Meanwhile, Dane and Kenosha counties added the most total jobs. Wisconsin's seventh case of West Nile virus has been confirmed. State health officials confirmed the case in a Rock County resident Friday. It marks the first human case in Rock County so far this year. The health department notes that most people who get West Nile virus don't get sick from it, but urge people to take precautions, including reducing their exposure to mosquitoes. Less than 1% of people who contract West Nile developed serious symptoms. A state senator has been banned from tribal lands by the Lac du Flambeau tribe. The Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians announced Friday a resolution banning State Senator Mary Felskowski, which passed earlier in the week. The tribe said the ban is for what they call inappropriate remarks at a town meeting in Woodruff last month. According to the tribe, she compared the tribe to terrorists while discussing travel on roads on tribal lands. Felskowski is currently the co-chair of the Special Committee on State-Tribal Relations. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Pet Medical Center reminds pet owners about the importance of spaying or neutering. Shelters overflow with unwanted pets and litters. Spaying and neutering helps prevent this and has many health benefits too. If you're seeking a new pet friend for the home, adopt from a shelter or pet rescue and give them a new loving forever home. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google them for the finest domestic pet care available. Open Monday through Saturday. Be responsible. Spay or neuter.
The Packers rushed for 261 yards, 151 from Josh Jacobs in a 16-10 win over the Colts on a hot, steamy day at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
These are one of them games where, as a team, you feel good because you know what you're capable of. You can see what you're capable of. And obviously, without our leader, which make things a lot easier, to be able to still rally around each other and come out with a win, it definitely feels good.
Malik Willis completing 12 of 14 for 122 yards and a touchdown as the Packers ran the ball in nearly 80% of their snaps.
53 rushes, that's what we wanted to do coming into this game, and to be able to do that, it's one thing to want to do that, but to be able to go out there and execute that, I think that says a lot about really just all 11 out there, starting with the offensive line, but our backs were running hard, our receivers were blocking their butts off.
Packers now 1-1. The Vikings, the only team in the NFC North still without a loss. They knocked off San Francisco 23-17 at U.S. Bank Stadium yesterday. Aaron Rodgers waited a long time for a win, but he got one yesterday, leading the Jets to a 24-17 victory over the Titans. He led a 7-play, 74-yard drive that ended with rookie running back Braylon Allen's second touchdown, a 20-yard run.
I thought everybody played really well. The defense stepped up. You know, we were a little slow-ish at the beginning of the game and as offense, and, you know, we're able to pick it up in the second half. So it was just kind of a collective effort, you know, to find a way to pull it out.
Allen's former team, the Badgers, not so fortunate. They were throttled by fourth-ranked Alabama 42-10 on Saturday at Camp Randall.
Well, I'll give you guys the same message I just gave them. If you haven't had your ass whooped before, you just did. And it hurts, and it's not easy. But in this game, that's going to happen. And it's a part of the game. It stinks. It doesn't mean you didn't work hard. Didn't mean you didn't prepare. It means you didn't get the job done. And whether it's a one-point loss or a 34-point loss, it's a good old-fashioned whooping at home, which hurts.
That's Luke Fickell. Brewers fell to the Diamondbacks 11-10 in 10 innings yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
You can get your shots together, too. Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
The Minnesota Vikings upset the San Francisco 49ers 23-17 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings blocked a punt and kicked a field goal in the first quarter before Sam Darnold hit Justin Jefferson for a 97-yard touchdown in the second. Josh Metellus intercepted a pass that led to a Jalen Naylor touchdown, which put Minnesota up 20-7. After San Francisco scored to get within one possession, Darnold led nearly a seven-minute drive that ended with a field goal to put the game away in the fourth. Darnold passed for 268 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception, while Jefferson caught four passes for 133 yards and a score. Minnesota's 2-0 for the first time since 2016. They host Houston in Week 3. The Minnesota Golden Gophers defense pitched a shutout for the second week in a row with a 27-0 win over Nevada on Saturday. The Gophers took a 20-0 lead at halftime and coasted to the victory the rest of the way. Darius Taylor rushed for 124 yards, had 37 receiving yards, and scored three total touchdowns in the win. Kerry Brown added two interceptions on defense. The 2-1 Gophers host Iowa Saturday. The Minnesota Twins avoided a sweep with a 9-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds at Target Field. Ryan Jeffers tied the game at two with an RBI double in the sixth. Brooks Lee put Minnesota on top with a two-run single. Lee had five RBI on the day. The Twins pulled away with five runs in the bottom of the seventh. Carlos Santana homered in the victory, while Cole Sands earned his eighth win in relief. The Twins still have a 2.5-game lead over Detroit and Seattle for the final AL wildcard spot. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against Cleveland tonight. And the Minnesota Lynx are on a six-game winning streak following an 88-79 win over the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center. The Lynx raced out to a 30-17 lead after one and went up by as much as 26 in the victory. The Lynx are in second place in the WNBA. Minnesota will visit Connecticut tomorrow night.
A battle between non-playoff drivers at the Glen. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel keeps you at peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
While yesterday's Go Bowling at the Glen was the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, it was non-playoff drivers stealing the spotlight. Ross Chastain won the opening two stages of the race, while part-timer Shane Van Gisbergen and Chris Buescher battled for the lead over the closing laps. Buescher took the lead from Van Gisbergen with a crossover move with just three turns to go to claim the win. His first of the season with his Roush Fenway Keselowski team.
Went into the bus stop, and as deep as I drove in, I was like, that's my max, and he was still going. So I was like, man, this is our shot. And sure enough, got a big moment and was able to pull a big crossover there and get on by and run away.
Behind Buescher and Van Gisbergen were Carson Hocevar in third, Ross Chastain fourth, and Zane Smith completed the top five. The highest finishing playoff driver was sixth in Chase Briscoe. Joey Logano finished 15th and remains atop the playoff grid after last weekend's Atlanta win, heading to the first elimination race of the season this Saturday night at the Bristol Motor Speedway. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Got pine cones? Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources state nurseries are paying $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. I'll tell you how you can help the DNR out and make a little cash while you're doing it when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR needs your help collecting red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. State nurseries will pay collectors to bring in the cones. The DNR has a network of seed and cone buying stations scattered across the Badger State. September is a prime month to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. State nurseries pay $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in 2 to 3 hours when the crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel usually takes about an hour. Store the cones in breathable containers in a cool, dry place and deliver the cones to one of the DNR's buying stations as soon as possible. Find more details and a list of DNR buying stations at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Sell Tree Seed. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, few clouds as well. Mondovi and Pepin at 70. Plum City and Lake City at 68. Wabasha and Nelson 67. O'Galley 66. Here at WRDN, we do have that sunshine 68. With George Straits and Love Without End, amen, it's 8:25.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crime
crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might mean. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might mean. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A man with a born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. He ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might mean. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every now we're in a bad this time. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my. Yeah. alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yeah, she came with a warning, but I.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Warren Zeiders, Pretty Little Poison, 835. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Buffalo and Pepin ADRCs are holding another Stepping On class. And this is a seven-week class that will start on Wednesday from 1 to 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Pepin. This is a free event and a free set of classes. And if you'd like more information, you can contact the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties at 866-578-2372. That's 866-578-2372. You can also go to our podcast page, have an interview with Rhonda, who's one of the folks that helps teach that class. We have that on our podcast page as well at our website. You can find out more information on that Stepping On class starting this Wednesday. Registration still available. Again, just contact the Buffalo and Pepin County ADRC. So let's run down birthdays for today. Celebrating a birthday, this Academy Award-winning actor starred in the 1961 film of West Side Story. We are talking about George Chakiris. He's 90 today. This actress is best known for her work as Roxanne on L.A. Law. Susan Rattan, 76 today. This actor played Dr. Victor Ehrlich on the television series Saint Elsewhere, which was nothing more than a dream. Ed Begley Jr. is 75 today. This actor worked on The Wrestler, and it garnered him multiple nominations, including a Best Actor Oscar. He has also been in The Expendables. Oh, I like that movie. And Iron Man 2. Mickey Rourke, 72 today. Illusionist David Copperfield is 68. His television specials have been nominated for 38 Emmy Awards. He won 21 with all of his different illusions. This actress played Dr. Diane Grad on the medical drama Chicago Hope. Jane Brooke, 64 today. Also, born on this date, merchant James Cash Penny, born in the state in 1875. Founder of course, J.C. Penny. Sports writer George Whitney Calhoun, born in the state in 1890, he is credited with naming the Green Bay Packers. The creator of the show Candid Camera, I remember that, Alan Funt, born in the state in 1914. Actress Lauren Bacall, born on the state in 1924. Of course, she was in a whole bunch of different movies, including The Shootist, John Wayne's last movie, How to Marry a Millionaire, Key Largo, and To Have and Have Not. She was the wife of actor Humphrey Bogart. Also, Emmy Award-winning actor Peter Falk, born in the state in 1927. Of course, everybody remembers him from Columbo. I just have one more question for you, sir. And actor Jack Kelly, born in the state in 1927. He was in several projects, including Maverick and Get Christie Love. Celebrating birthdays from the weekend, Ben Myers had a birthday. Also, Avery Kellstrom, Randy Johnson had a birthday over the weekend. McKenna Brantner, with a birthday over the weekend. Myra Johnson also celebrating a birthday. And Amy and Emil Benally had an anniversary over the weekend. So all of their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durant Smokehouse. Highway 85, Durant. Visit Durant Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durant Smokehouse. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durant. Visit Dairy Queen of Durant for lunch today. And don't forget, use the Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Wednesday, the quiet weather continues. Sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Mondovi and Pepin at 70. Plum City and Lake City at 68. Wabasha and Nelson 67. O'Galley 66. Here at WRDN, we do have that sunshine 72 now with Scotty McCreary. And see you tonight. It's 8:43.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. It got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight.
tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was home. Tied under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Yeah, yeah. Girl, I gotta see you
it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. We like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Thank you. I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kinda went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. Saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, the good stuff, 8:53. I'm Brian Winnekins. Happy Monday. The Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival coming up on September 28th at Barnegan Lodge in Mondovi. Doors open up at 1. There'll be food, refreshments, and raffles. $5 cover charge. There'll be music from the Bennett Valley Gray Band from 3 to 5 and from 6 to 8. That's the Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival, September 28th, starting at 1 with the doors opening at Barnegan Lodge in Mondovi. Well, over the weekend, what movies were people seeing? Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice stays at the top of the box office for its second week. The Tim Burton sequel has made $52 million and counting as it moves closer to the $200 million mark domestically. That's a lot of Beetlejuice. Blumhouse and Universal's new thriller Speak No Evil is coming in at number 2. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine continue at number 3 in its 8th weekend. Another $5 million. I saw Deadpool and Wolverine with Rhonda a few weeks ago. That's a pretty good movie. I liked it. It was, even though it was kind of jumping around a little bit, little bit hard to follow, but I did like that. The Beetlejuice movie is definitely one I do want to see.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear fall down. Guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage.
Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, let me tell you right now.